Donald Trump is obviously going to use his visit here, while he has been just business interests in Ireland, he's going to use his visit here as a way of promoting his campaign for the presidency of the United States, and as part of his run up to the general election in November. I mean, I think that we should make it clear to Donald Trump that he's not welcome here. And I think his campaign so far has been highlighted by xenophobia and racism in America, and I think we should be clear that that's not something that we would accept as a nation, to that someone with views such as that.
Is there an argument, though, that we are sticking our nose in others' business, in that his opinions, albeit apparent to a lot of people, have a lot of traction amongst many, many Americans who are good friends of ours, generally speaking?
Well, that's the unfortunate part of it, that he's playing to the lowest common denominator in American politics, and building his political career on that, which I think is very cynical and a very dangerous use of public opinion and a public agenda over there. And, you know, I mean, we were very quick to prostitute ourselves in Shannon Airport when Donald Trump was coming here after having bought Doonbeg Resort. You know, so I think we have a right to actually express our concern about what he's actually stand for and what he's laying out as a stall in terms of the American general election as well.
The Green Party, the Anti-Austerity Alliance, amongst those calling for peaceful protest at his visit, that's something you would endorse?
I think so. I think it's well within people's rights to peacefully protest and make their views known as to how unacceptable his views are in terms of someone who will be aiming to be the president of the most powerful military country in the world.